بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. ف we spoke last night about ikhlas, and one way to show your ikhlas is when you communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through salah. The word salah in Arabic shares the same root with the word silah, which is connection. So when you are in salah, you are in direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think one night we mentioned in the quiz, if you'd like to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best way to communicate is dial this number 24434. And we said that this is the number of the daily namaz, the number of salawat that you pray every day, 2 for Fajr, 4 Dhuhr, 4 Asr, 3 Maghrib, and 4 for Isha. So basically, I'll just give a few examples to illustrate the importance of salah. So basically, we know that the first question we get when Yawm al-Qiyamah is about salah. As soon as we open our eyes for Hisab, the first question is salah. Did you pray properly or not? And the last words that came out of the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he passed away were as-salatu as-salatu wa ma malakat aymanukum. He was telling people to keep up their salah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. So if there was anything that is more important in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have chosen it to seal his mission with. So he didn't talk about Umrah, he didn't talk about, you know, Qiyam. No, he spoke about salah in particular, the five daily namaz and so on and so forth. We also know that salah is probably the only act of worship in Islam that cannot be waived. So say, for example, if someone is mute, they can't talk, when they come to take shahada, they just point like this, there's one God and khalas, this makes them Muslim. If someone is very sick in the month of Ramadan, they don't have to fast. It depends if why they were, you know, how they would make up the days after, and so on and so forth. And if someone, for example, does not have money, they don't have to give zakat. And if someone, for example, does not have the physical, the financial ability to go for hajj, they don't have to. But as for salah, if someone is poor, they still have to pray. If someone is sick, they pray. If someone is musafir, they pray. If a sister is pregnant, they pray. And if someone is at the hospital waiting for a surgery, they pray. So there is no waiving for salah. Maybe there is one case for the sisters in this, you know, time of the month or after childbirth. But other than this, it's not waived for anyone else. These are the only exemptions in Sharia. We're also told when you pray, you are in direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say something, Allah will respond to you in salah. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim, other narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say Hamadani Abdi, my servant has glorified me. When you say Rahman al-Rahim, Allah will say my servant has praised me. So every time you say an ayah in Fatiha, Allah will respond to you, right? So as we said, make sure you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quality time when you pray with Him, because it's a two-way dialogue when you pray. Otherwise, if you do it very quick, very fast, faster than light, it is not a dialogue anymore. We call it monologue in English. You are talking to yourself. Alhamdulillah wa dalin, ameen. This is not a dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, the last thing I will say, because you only spend a few minutes every salah to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the time, you're doing your work, homework, you're going about your daily life. So make it quality time. And this is why, subhanAllah, if you look at the Quran, some of the prophets, when they spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, typically they will keep things short. If, like Musa alayhi salam, when they told him, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, he said few words. But when he was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asked him a question. You know the story in Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, what is that you have in your right hand, يَا مُوسَى? He could have said, a staff, a stick, asa. No, he said, عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. He said, it is my staff. I use it to keep my animals together and I feed them, I protect them, and I lean on it, and so on and so forth. And he said, I have some other uses for the stick. You know, why did he go on and on and on to talk about the stick? And he said, I have some other uses as well. Allah didn't ask about that, But they say in tafsir, he wanted the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be very long, because he is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other example is in Surah Ma'idah, at the end of the Surah, Isa alayhi salam. When his people said, the Hawariyin, they said, okay, they requested a sign, and he said, what do you want? They said, okay, we need ikram, we need food to come down. And this is something amazing, like when you invite someone for Islam or something, give them ikram. Just like the Hawariyin, they requested food. When you feed someone, you disarm them and you put their heart at ease. And the ayah says, نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. They said, once we eat, our hearts will be reassured. So you see the connection between the stomach and the qalb, the heart. Once the stomach is full, the heart is reassured, according to this ayah. So this is something to keep in mind. If you want to talk to someone about something, you have an issue, take them out for food. Biryani, shawarma, something. Drink tea, they relax, khalas, you talk to them. But if you talk on the spot like this, wak, 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 they will fight, you know? So Isa alayhi salam, when he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring down the table, you see, like, this is not the way Isa alayhi salam talks in the Quran. He's very brief, to the point. But when he talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani outside the Quran, this would be considered redundancy. Like, he's giving too much information that is not required. قال عيسى ابن مريم اللهم ربنا اللهم ربنا. He could have just said اللهم, but he said اللهم ربنا. أنزل علينا مائدة, bring down a table for us, من السماء. So he said, bring down a table from heaven. Like when a table comes down, it has to come down from the top, right? تكون لنا عيدا, it will become a feast for us, لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك. It will become a feast for us, the first of us, the last of us, all of us, and a sign from you. وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتُ خَيْرُ رَزْقٍ, and give us rizq, and you are the best provider. He's putting too much information, same thing. He is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wants to keep this line of communication open for as long as he can. So always remember this, when you do your salah, you are in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and imagine if you know, the time for salah comes, and you said, I don't have time, this is too bad. Because imagine if you got a call from Justin Trudeau or from the Queen, and you're playing video games or something, and you tell them, oh, I'm busy, ask them to call back in a month. This is not nice, you know? And we're not talking about the Queen, we're talking about the King, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to show respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when you pray to Him. You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you need in this world, money, rizq, everything is in His hands. When you leave Him and you go look somewhere else, you left the one who has everything in their hands. You'll be looking somewhere else in the wrong place. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq. It's very hot. So the question for last night, how come that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't pray janazah for Khadija radiallahu anha, but he prayed for Sauda bint Zam'a and some other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most interesting answer I got was, someone said because Khadija radiallahu anha died shaheed, he didn't have to pray for her. This is nonsense, right? So basically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't pray for Khadija radiallahu anha because this was in Mecca, there was not Salatul Janazah at the time. There was no Ramadan, no Taraweeh, no five daily namaz, no Hajj, nothing. This was at the beginning of Islam, so there was no Salatul Janazah. But of course, he made dua for her, but no Janazah. This is the right answer, and the winner.
So I knew the answer last night, so you didn't allow me to answer.
I'll try tonight, inshallah. But the winner tonight is Brother Muadhin Tariq Rifai. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Jazakallah khair. Ahsan Tariq Rifai. Barakallahu fik. The question for tonight, and this is something that actually happened to me, like 20 seconds, inshallah. One day in Ramadan, I set up the alarm to wake up for Fajr. And this was in Edmonton. I woke up in the morning, I ate big tarbouz because the doctor said one fruit, so I ate watermelon. Yeah, I was flexible with truth. But anyway, I went to the masjid after I ate, and this was like the seventh, eighth day of Ramadan, and there were only two guys in the masjid. I said, subhanAllah, Ramadan Muslims. First day of Ramadan, I couldn't get inside the masjid for Fajr, but now two people only. Then I realized when they told me, we're looking for you like 1 hour and a half ago, where have you been? So it turned out that, you know, the time changed and I was with Wind, they call it Freedom Now, and there was a problem and it didn't give me the right time. So I woke up after Fajr and I ate the tarboz and I went to Fajr after everyone left, you know. So now what is the ruling on my fasting now? Is it valid? Because I ate 1 hour after Fajr. Is my fasting valid or do I have to make up the day? If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, Asad Imam Mustafa, Anatolia Center, that's it. Jazakallah khairan.